can rule that one out. Second, the consequences may have been so revolutionary that Henderson never did write a further report. Negative entropy. Negative time, mused Barton. It seems fantastic, yet it might be theoretically possible to build some sort of device that could see into the past. I know what we'll do, said Davis suddenly. We'll tackle the professor about it and watch his reactions. Now I'm going to bed before I get brain fever. That night, Davis did not sleep well. He dreamed that he was walking along a road that stretched in both directions as far as the eye could see. He had been walking for miles before he came to the signpost, and when he reached it, he found that it was broken, and the two arms were revolving idly in the wind. As they turned, he could read the words they carried. One said simply, "To the future." The other, "To the past." They learned nothing from Professor Fowler, which was not surprising. Next to the dean, he was the best poker player in the college. He regarded his slightly fretful assistants with no trace of emotion while Davis trotted out his theory. When the young man had finished, he said quietly, "I'm going over again tomorrow, and I'll tell Henderson about your detective work. Maybe he'll take pity on you. Maybe he'll tell me a bit more, for that matter. Now, let's go to work." Davis and Barton found it increasingly difficult to take a great deal of interest in their own work while their minds were filled with the enigma so near at hand. Nevertheless, they continued conscientiously, though ever and again they paused to wonder if all their labor might not be in vain. If it were, they would be the first to rejoice. Supposing one could see into the past and watch history unfolding itself, back to the dawn of time. All the great secrets of the past would be revealed. One could watch the coming of life on the earth and the whole story of evolution from amoeba to man. No, it was too good to be true. Having decided this, they would go back to their digging and scraping for another half hour until the thought would come, but what if it were true? And then the whole cycle would begin all over again. When Professor Fowler returned from his second visit, he was a subdued and obviously shaken man. The only satisfaction his assistants could get from him was the statement that Henderson had listened to their theory and complimented them on their powers of deduction. That was all. But in Davis's eyes, it clinched the matter, though Barton was still doubtful. In the weeks that followed, he too began to waver, until at last they were both convinced that the theory was correct. For Professor Fowler was spending more and more of his time with Henderson and Barnes, so much so that they sometimes did not see him for days. He'd almost lost interest in the excavations and had delegated all responsibility to Barton, who was now able to use the big pneumatic drill to his heart's content. They were uncovering several yards of footprints a day, and the spacing showed that the monster had now reached its utmost speed and was advancing in great leaps, as if nearing its victim. In a few days they might reveal the evidence of some eon-old tragedy, preserved by a miracle and brought down the ages for the observation of man. Yet all this seemed very unimportant now, for it was clear from the professor's hints, and his general air of abstraction, that the secret research was nearing its climax. He had told them as much, promising that in a very few days, if all went well, their wait would be ended. But beyond that, he would say nothing. Once or twice Henderson had paid them a visit, and they could see that he was now laboring under a considerable strain. He obviously wanted to talk about his work, but was not going to do so until the final tests had been completed. They could only admire his self-control and wish that it would break down. Davis had a distinct impression that the elusive Barnes was mainly responsible for his secrecy. He had something of a reputation for not publishing work until it had been checked and double-checked. If these experiments were as important as they believed, his caution was understandable, however infuriating.